You speak Korean, right?
Yes, just Korean.
When you were taken to the police station, did they have a Korean interpreter for you?
Yes, we have the interpreter, that gentleman.
Oh, Mong Mong interpreted for you?
Mong Mong, yes.
Were you able to understand everything, do you think?
Yeah, I do understand.
And so was Mong Mong translating in Korean for you? And so you also speak Burmese?
Yeah, I speak some.
And so you did the best you could with the police and Mong Mong in Burmese, but that's not your native language, is it?
Yes.
When you were talking to the police, you happened to mention to them that your brother had a little bit of mental difficulties, didn't you?
Yes.
Can you tell me what you meant by that?
He has some mental problem. If you say $1, maybe he lost like quarter. So he only have like 75.
Does he have trouble remembering things?
Yeah, he was a sick baby when he was little. So I think that helped affect his memory.
So as his brother, do you look after him a little bit?
Yeah, I had to take care of him all the time. So see, I moved to South Dakota, the other state, then he came along with me.
And so you actually take care of him all the time then?
Yeah, it's my brother.
Would he be able to take care of himself if you weren't around?
Yeah, he and I were kind of very close brother, and even with my sister, he was not very comfortable. I think he liked me the most and my family. So he told me that anywhere I go, he would go.